Hafa Day, and welcome to this edition of Heart of Harvest.
We sometimes get so worked up in our emotions and our thinking and become very fearful. Oh, God, are you still there? Yes.
That was Pastor Marty Herron, the former pastor of Harvest Baptist Church. Heart of Harvest brings you archived sermons from Pastor Herron's nearly 19-year ministry on Guam. Our prayer for this program has always been that these messages from the Word of God would help you develop a heart for God. To download these programs or others, or to learn more about our ministry, we'd invite you to visit the Harvest Baptist Church website at hbcguam.org. That's hbcguam.org. And now, from our Harvest Archive, former Pastor Marty Herron with today's message.
How many of you enjoy tests? You just love tests, okay? Unless you're really prepared and you already have the test in front of you, you've got all the questions, and then bam, they're pretty easy. But that's not normally the case. One of the colleges that I think of when I'm thinking about this area of testing is Cal Poly, which is kind of a technical school. And basically what they do is dealing in lots of different areas, but at least a number of years ago when I was down that area, they were known for technology. And so what they would do is, at the end of the school year, the seniors were able to leave for the day and they would lock their room. The freshmen had the opportunity to be able to try and get into the room of those seniors. They were broken down into individual little freshmen groups. They couldn't damage or harm or destroy any part to the room. So one of those years I had heard that some of the freshmen were able to accomplish getting into one of the seniors' room, and he came back. His room had been able to get into, and they took his room and took all toilet paper, and at that time Silly String had just come out, and the thing was like chucked full of all of this stuff. So the senior, he's got to like deal with this thing. That wasn't as creative as the other one that I'd heard in one of the rooms, that when the senior came back, they had the freshman group had taken all their furniture and moved it all into the corner of their room and taken their whole room and made it into a giant aquarium. They had put all this plastic down about 4 feet high, filled it with water, and then filled it with fish, including a little baby shark, which I thought was really cool. Now that's like, whoa. The top one that really was the ultimate was the senior that came back, opened his door to his second floor dorm room, and found in the middle of his room, after all the furniture had been pushed away, his Volkswagen. They had taken his Volkswagen from the parking lot and dismantled it and put it back together in the middle of this guy's room, and it was running. Now that was really cool. Because the point was, hey, take the information we give to you and make application. So they had taken this, I guess, abilities that, hey, how do things operate, and try and make application. Now, I don't know that I would encourage yet, but I thought it was quite interesting and quite creative. Be able to take what you know and test it. And on a bigger picture of life, that is what God does to you and to me all the time. Fact is, the Christians were first known as believers before they were known as anything else, Acts chapter 4. The believers met together. The Old English word for believe is the word by live. Because actually, what the whole word implies is you really don't know what you think and really what you believe unless you know what you're living by live. And that's really what God does to you and I. As Christians, He takes what do you know up here and He forces it into our life. And I'm going to tell you, for most of those tests that God does, we don't like them. There's characteristics of how those tests are and what those tests look like. And I'd like to take one life in the life of Abraham in the text that we read in Hebrews chapter 11. That's where you find the term when it is said in Hebrews 11, verse 17, when this account says, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, actually that's the word for test. When he was tested, he trusted. When Abraham was tested in giving up someone he deeply loved, he trusted God in all of that. Question you for today, are you trusting God Not when everything is going like wonderful, but when things are pressed and there are straits and difficulties and life isn't going so well. What does this passage say? Genesis 22, 14 verses. I won't read through every verse, but really Genesis 22 is an expansion of Hebrews 11 because the story is told about Abraham who is tested by God. And it reveals these three reasons why God did this. And I'm going to tell you the same reasons why God did it to Abraham, he did it to you and I. And he does every day. What are they? Let me give you three reasons. Number one, I think you'll find in the text, number one, that the reason why is to prove Abraham's faith. That's why God put him through this test. It's to prove Abraham's faith. We read it in Hebrews 11, 17, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, he offered up Isaac. The word tried is the Greek word parazo, which very simply means to prove. It very simply means to put to the proof or put to the test. So you end up finding Abraham now having his test proven. But let me move secondly to the fact that not only is it to prove Abraham's faith, to make sure it's genuine, but number two, it's to perfect Abraham's faith. In other words, it's to make sure that it's strong. God tests us not in the difficulties. And this is the whole point. It's with the good things. He's not asking here, and he's not picturing here, for you willing to give up your sin. He's asking you, as he did with Abraham. And my own question, my own heart, to say it's not something that I'm giving up for the Lord, but I'm giving back to the Lord. Because God wants to be first place. Listen, God doesn't want to be second place. His throne room is not a duplex. You and I have got to be careful, as well as Abraham, to say, God, this is the blessing, this is the gift, this is the possessions you've given to me. God, I'm giving them to you because they're all yours anyway. And there are times he tests you in that. There are times he tests you with that, with a child that is so sick that you think, I'm going to lose them. There's tests to say, is this really true? Is your faith really true? Is there times in testing to say, God says, I want you to give a little bit more. I want you to get involved and do a little more. And we start saying, well, I'm too busy. Or God, you don't know, I've got this money set aside for other things. And God says, yeah, but I have things, I just want to test you. You want to give that back to me. And my friend, if you're here and you don't know Christ, there is times that God's going to take you to the brink to say, God, as God says to you, are you willing to give up your own life? Are you willing to say, God, this is my life, I'm going to give this to you? Because if we can identify the signs of a test, it'll help us to ultimately remember, number three, that this particular story of Abraham is not just to perfect and not just, I mentioned, to prove, but can I mention thirdly, as much as anything else, this ultimately becomes a picture of God's forgiveness. It's the picture because as you follow through with the passage in Genesis 22, you find that Abraham followed through with this in 22 verse 9. It came to pass that off the question verse 8, when Abraham had said to his son, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And he bound, verse 9, Isaac, his son. He laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and he took the knife to slay his son. And by faith he knew, God, you would provide. And even as our text read in Hebrews 11, that from thence also he received in a figure, it was in a sense to know, God, if you end up really wanting me to kill my son, you're going to raise him back to life anyway. That's how much faith I believe. And ultimately, 2,000 years later, that's exactly what happened, where God himself sacrificed his own son. And this becomes just a picture of God's forgiveness, because ultimately, you read through the rest of the passage, that the angel of the Lord, verse 11, out of heaven said, Abraham, he said, here am I. Don't lay your hand upon the child. Don't do anything to him. For I know that you fear God, seest thou hast not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And that's when God provided the ram in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram, and he offered him for burnt offering in the stead to his son. Is you know why ultimately? It was not just to show, is his faith genuine and is it strong? But ultimately, it was shown because he wanted to be remembered. His own picture of Abraham willing to offer his son became that picture that 2,000 years later, listen, on the same Mount Moriah in the, what now is then Jerusalem, was a picture of the sacrifice that God provided. That years later, David's son, Solomon, raises a temple on the same spot that today you and I know as the Dome of the Rock, the most holy site, one of the most holy sites for the whole Arab nation. Could it be that Satan himself knows if I can draw attention away from the very rock that Abraham sacrificed Isaac or willing to do so? Because ultimately in that same area was that Calvary. And that God himself, the Father of love, he willingly gave up his son, his only begotten son, John 3:16, that whosoever believeth on him won't perish but have everlasting life. I'm going to tell you something. God knew before the foundations of the world, I know that this world is going to be plunged into sin. I'm aware of what's going on. And everything in your life and my life, my friend, as one person said, is Father filtered. And we sometimes get so worked up in our emotions and our thinking and become very fearful. Oh, God, are you still there? Yes. Let me tell you something, my friend. He's well aware of your set of circumstances and what's going on. He's well aware of your difficulty, your problems, your trials, your tests. How are you doing? Are you fearful? Your feelings so running everything you're deciding to do rather than as Abraham trusting God. Are you trusting him? You find yourself in a place of saying, God, can I trust you with my gifts, my blessings, my belongings? God, can I trust you with my business? Let me tell you something. If you find things you are doing that are taking the place of what God wants to be in your life, my friend, you better be very careful because your blessings, as Malachi 2:2 says, your blessings can become a curse. You say, would God do that? Evidently, he did it with the nation of Israel. And I'm afraid the times he's doing with our own country, taking the very things God blessed us by and turning them into cursings. When God says, ultimately, I'm doing all this, Abraham, as a picture of my goodness and graciousness, because verse 14 of 22 says, and Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. God sees and God provides, as it is said to this day. In the mount of the Lord, it will be seen. And it was one day in the cross of Calvary when God the Father gave his own son for the saving of the world. You know why you and I are here today, my friend? Because Christ provided a way of salvation. And it is through the sacrificial lamb. When John himself said, he's the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Are you failing that test, my friend? God gave his own son for us, and we can trust him because a faith not tested is not worth trusting. He's going to test you in your faith, my friend. Are you failing? Are you succeeding?
That was Pastor Marty Heron, the former pastor of Harvest Baptist Church on Guam. Heart of Harvest brings you archived messages from Pastor Heron's nearly 19-year ministry at the church. You can download sermons from this archive at hbcguam.org/HOH for Heart of Harvest. All the information you need to send us a comment or question can also be found at hbcguam.org/HOH. Today's teaching from the Word of God was intended to help you develop a heart for God. Join us again next time, and thanks for listening to Heart of Harvest.